the U.S. Supreme Court appears sympathetic to Florida's complaints in a decades-long water dispute with Georgia. The court heard oral arguments in the case Monday. I'm Kate Payne. Florida hopes to get an equal share of the water that feeds the Apalachicola Bay and its oysters. A report by a Supreme Court-appointed special master argued the justices should side with Georgia, where farmers and the Atlanta metro area also depend on the river system. But on Monday, the court seemed open to exploring different ways to send more water south. That's according to the Southern Environmental Law Center's Gil Rogers, who was in the courtroom.
One of the lines of questions had to do with redressability, basically the idea of, okay, let's assume that Florida is getting harmed by Georgia's water use. You know, what are the options for addressing that harm? Will they make a difference?
The Army Corps of Engineers controls water flow on the river and its network of dams and reservoirs, but the Corps is not part of the case, and it's still not clear if the court can make the agency change its policies. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.